Laura, save the Preston Market. How are you this morning?
Hi, very well. It's unfortunate it's raining, but
it's cold and wet.
Giving out leaflets.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. Really? Is that what you're doing right this instant?
Well, shortly, the whole group volunteers on a Saturday to either collect signatures or do whatever is required. And we have a town hall meeting, so we want to let as many people know. And so we'll be out around the Preston Market handing out leaflets.
Oh, good. Well, take an umbrella, put on some nice woolly clothes and your waterproofs, and perhaps you'll survive the day.
I think we will. Nothing's going to stop us anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently the Victorian Planning Authority recommendations also say that there should be special care of Preston Market.
Yes, the recommendation came through. It's all positive for the campaign. What is still unknown is how much of the market will be protected, what the heritage overlay means. So we're excited. It's a good step forward, but we still need further clarity.
Yeah. You don't want to trust them.
Yes, definitely not going to trust anything unless it's in writing, that's for sure.
Yeah. So tell us what your group is hoping for.
Yeah, okay, no worries. So I'll just some background as well, because I think it's important. I saw a post calling for volunteers on Facebook to save the market. I had no idea that the market was even privately owned. I've lived in Preston all my life. I quickly joined up because, for me, Preston Market is our lifeline. It's the centre of what we do, especially because I grew up in Preston. I joined the campaign. I started doing stalls. Our message is clear. We say no to demolition of the market. We say save the footprint. And further to that, we want public acquisition. That's the only way going forward the market will be protected.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. It's really odd, isn't it, that something that is so integral to the vibrancy and sustainability of a community like Preston should be in private hands.
Yes, our thoughts exactly. It's as important as a road. And I want to stress as well that it's not just Preston. I mean, I've done the stalls every Saturday for, I think it's 2 years now, with absolute pleasure. And we talk to people that are from Milk Park or from, Bundoora or from Doncaster, Baldwin. I mean, it's not just a Darebin icon. I think everyone enjoys the market. Just like, one of the things to do if you're a tourist is to go to the Victoria Market. There's no reason why the Preston Market wouldn't be a landing spot either. It's just critical.
Yeah, because it's the open airness, it's the interaction, it's community, isn't it? I mean, it's so different from a supermarket.
It's completely different. It was a saviour during COVID for a lot of families. It was an opportunity to see someone undercover at a market, and it was, and it still is, a melting pot of so many cultures. Preston, had Italian influence, has Greek influence. It now has, Lebanese, Chinese, Vietnamese. It's just a melting pot. So to have every single culture that, I know of in Victoria represented at that market, it's just beyond a fresh produce place. It's a community gathering spot. It's everything. It really is. Why I devote so many hours to this campaign.
So tell us about the public meeting.
Yeah, we'll do. So the public meeting is on Friday the 12th of May at 6:30. Just head down to the Preston Shire Hall, which is next door to the town hall. We basically invited the Premier, the Planning Minister, the Mayor of Darebin, other local politicians and the developers to come in and really listen to the community about what we want for the Preston Market. So it'll be an interesting meeting. We'll have a couple of presenters as well, just to give people an update of where we're at with the SAC report, etc. But it'll be about hearing the community voice.
Yeah, great. And so tell me, do you have any understanding of any timelines that the developer is and the government are interested in? Because obviously the government is pretty hand in glove with this developer.
Look, yes, they are. But there's no timeline, there's no time frame. You know, the SAC report recommendation was due in December and we only got it a short time ago. So as far as the timeline is concerned, there isn't one. We're waiting for the Minister of Planning to make a decision, and
something else
we'll stress. We need to know.
Yeah, that's right, because in actual fact, this is a real hot potato. This is a line in the sand, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it really is the pivotal point of our campaign and, I guess, what will happen to the future of the market. So, yeah, I think this is a good chance for everyone to be heard. So we've had confirmation that the mayor and the representative of the premier will attend. We're still waiting for Salta to, send in whether or not they will attend. But I think it'll be a good meeting to let everyone understand and hear where we're at.
So that's Friday, May the 12th, 6:30, Preston Town Hall.
Preston Shire Hall,
yeah.
286 Gower Street, Preston.
All right. Good luck and good luck with your leafleting. Thanks very much
thank
for
so
coming
much.
Onto the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time. You know, we won't stop. We want the market saved.
Yeah, that was Laura from Save the Preston Market, and more strength to her arm. You're on Solidarity Breakfast with Annie.